morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, coming to you live today from Mobile, Alabama, where I was speaking last night at a Legatus meeting, which is a Catholic business group. It's great to be with you here today. Let's kick things off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's great to be back with you today on the program. We've got a great show. Coming up on today's show, we'll be joined by Dr. Brian Kiechek, who has a very interesting story. He and his family have created a line of Catholic dolls, which is amazing because Brian is a chiropractor. He was an atheist for 10 years. He was in the Navy. Why would a guy like this decide to create a line of Catholic dolls for children? Well, he's going to be telling us about that. Also on the show, we'll be joined by Catholic Answers senior apologist Jimmy Akin. Jimmy's going to be here with us to talk a little bit about his new book. Joining me in the studio today are my buddies, Frank Eliason and Dave Parker. Gentlemen, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning.
How's things?
Oh, you know, wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You finally got down there and flight issues yesterday?
Oh, man, yeah. I got down to the airport yesterday morning, and I saw there were hundreds of people just standing around, and I thought, uh-oh, this is not good. So, all right, so here's what happened. Yesterday, I'm flying American Airlines, right? Mm-hmm. There is a computer issue with American Airlines at Philadelphia International Airport, which affects me. This is great. Frank, you'll appreciate this because I know you've heard stories like this before, and I appreciate it because I was a computer guy for years. They brought their system down for routine maintenance overnight. It never came back.
It went on vacation, huh?
Yeah.
But it's amazing how computers now impact us so much. Like, you know, you would think that they would have workarounds and be able to deal with this, but they can't.
No, and it was, they were trying to check people in manually, but it was a mess. Fortunately, I was able to catch my flight in time to make my connection in Charlotte. And, you know, I put it out on Facebook. I asked for prayers, and fortunately, a lot of people prayed, and I made it in time to speak last night. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I did.
Yeah, but I do understand.
Thank you. I do understand, guys, that there is a traffic management program at the moment at PHL, Philadelphia International. You guys have a lot of fog.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's all over the Delaware Valley. As we all know, if you peered out your window today, it's dense.
And, you know what our ride is like.
Yes.
It was fog covered the whole entire way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But reduce your speed, folks. Be cautious. And pay attention to the driver in front of you, because sometimes those brakes come on. Even more so on a regular, normal morning in the dark.
Mm.
Yeah,
glad you guys made it in safely.
Thanks, Gare.
So, how is it there without me?
Quiet.
Don't say it's
quiet.
Fun.
Really
you
quiet.
Guys are having too much fun.
It's really quiet. Yeah. It's not what we're used to. We're used to, we're like, oh, no, we're time to do the show. And, today we're just like, quiet.
Yeah. I miss you, Gare. I'll speak for Frank, too. I think he misses you.
Of course.
We do miss you. Yeah, because we're a good team. And the chemistry is not here. I mean, you're so far away.
Yeah, well, we're going to make that chemistry happen remotely. We
All
can
right.
still do it.
Hey, there is a remote chance, okay?
That's right.
All right.
By the way, I hope you were able to listen to our program yesterday. Frank Eliason, Frank, you did a great job with that compilation show yesterday.
Yes,
you
did.
It was a fun show, a couple fun interviews that we had, and we're going to make all of these available online. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, we took
Marty Rotella,
which was,
It was great to kick off with that. Barb and I listened to the whole thing, and then because Marty has his North Jersey, New York style and way of talking and being, but you know, God love him. And then at the end, it was topped off with Raymond Arroyo, and it, you know, what a contrast in personalities, but very devout believers. It was a very good compilation, Gare.
Isn't it? Yeah, and all the credit goes to Frank for that. But isn't it fun to listen to our program sometime? We don't get to hear it much because we're always doing it.
Yeah, I was sitting on my end of the couch, sipping my coffee, and I said, "Boy, this feels good."
It's so funny because, you know, for the most part, it sounded like a live show. It sounded like what we're used to. So it was like sitting there listening.
Yeah.
To a live broadcast, and yet we were sitting relaxing. It was kind of interesting.
I must say, it's very inspirational. I think we're doing what we intended
to
do.
We're not bad.
Yeah.
But we're very good, I think.
What I would say, though, is I'm not certain I want to do this too often because my wife and I switched gears, so I had to get the kids ready for school.
You happened to be there.
She wound up coming up to the station yesterday, and I wound up being there. So we kind of switched roles, and let's just say she has a much more hectic morning than we do here. Gary, love you to death. Please don't miss another show.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I hear you.
Carolyn, are you listening?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, we do have a good time in this studio.
And Eileen, I know you're listening, right?
Yeah, that's right. She listens. And she has it much tougher than I do. It's funny. One day I was telling my daughter Elizabeth that I was going to stop and pick something up on the way home from work, you know, on the way home from the studio. She said, "Oh, that's what you call it now."
Okay.
It doesn't feel like work because we're having such a good time doing the program.
Yeah. We're so blessed.
Yes. And I want to point out, guys, that tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Dan Burke, as usual, every Friday for our regular Into the Deep segment. And also from the Dynamic Catholic Institute, Jack Beers is going to be here with us to talk about the Best Lent Ever program. Now, this is a huge program that Matthew Kelly's been doing for the past several years. It's going to be a big part of Spirit of the Morning. We're going to be playing his messages each day on the show. Mm-hmm. So we want to make this our best day ever, best day ever, our best Lent ever, and our best day ever, right?
Every day in Lent, okay? Yeah,
that's right. And we're not just going to give up chocolate because that's Matthew Kelly's big thing. Don't just give up chocolate. Which there's nothing wrong with sacrificing for Lent, but a lot of times what we do is we just do something. We really go through the motions.
Exactly.
We want to take it up to the next level, right, Dave?
Yeah, we need to make it meaningful, more meaningful. And be thinking of our eternal reward, and we're not here for forever.
That's right.
So make it worthwhile, folks.
That's right. So we're going to do that. We're going to help you along the way. We're not going to leave you on your own. So we'll talk about that more on the program tomorrow. Why don't we look at the gospel today, gentlemen? It's a tough message today. A lot of times these gospels are tough. Jesus is not pulling any punches here. Check this out. It comes from Mark chapter 9, verses 41 through 50. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and their fire is not quenched.
Wow.
Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." There you go. There's your uplifting message for today. Okay, one disclaimer. do not take the words of Jesus literally, right? Otherwise, a lot of us are going to be walking around without hands and feet and eyes right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough message. That's a, right, mm-hmm. guys?
Right. Oh, it is a tough message. And
tough message.
Oh, yeah. What he means, right, Gare, is that, I mean, it's he wants to get us to think and, you know, just lop something off if it's causing us to sin. I mean, lop that off in our spirits and in our
yes.
minds, you know.
Yeah.
You know, cleanse ourselves of that because it's better to be without that sin.
And sometimes it's necessary for us. You know, there are a lot of good things that we could find on the internet, but sometimes we got to be careful what websites we're looking at, what links we're clicking on. If we have certain friends or certain situations that maybe we know can lead us to commit a sin, we got to take that seriously and stay away from that occasion of sin. It's serious business.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. It is. That was very powerful, Gare.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the Lord. That's why I use his words, because he does a pretty good job. And mm-hmm. and this is what I like about the fact that we do the Daily Gospel every day on the program. Sometimes, Dave, this is what happens. We can fall into this trap of making our own version of Jesus. And what I mean by that is we've got our favorite Bible verses, and they always are very positive. Be not afraid. And that's good. That's a good thing. Let not your heart be troubled. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. I mean, these are all good things. But sometimes, if we're going to know the real Jesus, we have to look at passages like this mm-hmm. where he gets tough with us.
Oh, yeah. Kind of shakes us out of our reverie. And we're going to be going to break soon. I just want to let you know, and maybe in about 15 seconds, so just stand by, okay?
All right. I get fired up, Dave. You know how it is when I start reading the gospel.
Absolutely.
I get fired up.
Well,
so we're going to
bring
him,
brother.
I love talking about the Lord. So we're going to ask you to sit tight. When we come back, really excited to have on with us Dr. Brian Tichek, and he will be joining us to talk about dolls from heaven. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for February 23rd. Today we celebrate Saint Polycarp. The large number of martyrs in the early church remind us of the price so many followers of Jesus paid. Today's saint is yet another example. Polycarp was a bishop in Smyrna, modern-day Turkey, and a revered Christian leader throughout Asia Minor. He was a friend of many important early churchmen, including John the Evangelist and Ignatius of Antioch. Polycarp defended the faith against numerous heresies and was chosen to discuss with the Pope the date of the Easter celebration in Rome, a controversial topic in the early church. The times for Polycarp and his fellow Christians were difficult. Living among pagans and under a government opposed to Christianity, he was especially at risk. At the age of 86, Polycarp was set upon by a crowd intent on doing away with older Christians. After refusing to deny Christ, Polycarp was brought to a stadium to be burned alive. When the flames did not harm him, he was finally killed by a dagger. The year was 156. Members of his flock collected his body and recorded the events surrounding his death. That account of Polycarp's death is the earliest and most reliable report of a Christian martyr's death. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. You're hidden. Now revealed in
And that was What a Beautiful Name by Hillsong Worship. That's a good way to start your day, isn't it? I'm Gary Zimak, coming to you live today from Mobile, Alabama, where I was speaking last night. Great to be with you on the program right now. I'll give you a quick rundown of the weather in the Philadelphia area today. It's going to be, we're going to have areas of dense fog, especially before 10 a.m. We'll have a high of 69 degrees today. Tonight, slight chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. with a low around 53. And Friday we'll have patchy fog before 10 a.m. with a high of 71 unbelievable degrees. Man, yes. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, it's a foggy 49 degrees. And just another reminder, I mentioned this at the start of the show, there is currently, the FAA has a traffic management program in place for the Philadelphia International Airport because of the fog. So be careful about that. Check with your airlines before you leave. Okay, moving right on, Dr. Brian Kiechek is a chiropractor. He's a husband and father of three. He reverted back to the Catholic faith after 10 years of atheism, followed by New Age beliefs. Then he became a believer in the Bible. He's a U.S. Navy veteran. Hmm. Right now he works with the disadvantaged in Passaic County, New Jersey, helping to heal wounded backs. I'll tell you, Brian and I have gotten to know one another online. We've met in person as well. He is somebody that inspires me. Right now he is here to talk about his amazing product line called Dolls from Heaven. Brian, are you there, brother?
How you doing, Gary? Nice to talk to you.
Oh, man. Thanks for coming on the show, Brian. This is an amazing development. When you look at your life, when you look at your history, your background, Dolls from Heaven, where did this come from?
Well, Gary, like you, I'm surrounded by women.
Yeah. Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all. And they all love dolls. I love them as well. More of a guy, maybe action figures I love more, but,
right.
You know, I've grown to love them over the last 20 years. My wife actually collected them before she had her own dolls, Ashley, Sarah, and Maria. Mm-hmm. And then it was about 2 years ago on the Feast of Mary, Help of Christians. We didn't even know that was the day that we were there. We were driving on a long trip. It was one of those things where you really didn't want to go to. Maybe you wanted to go to Mobile, Alabama. We didn't want to drive all the way across into Rhode Island. We just knew it was going to be a lot of traffic and everything. We were dreading that day. But there we are. We're praying a rosary like we do every day, especially when we're driving somewhere, because it's like, okay, we can pray the rosary and we'll get there a little quicker, maybe.
Right, right.
And then after we were done praying a rosary, we started to talk about how there was no great Catholic saint dolls, like, you know, 18-inch saint dolls that are just beautiful, that anybody would want and that would come with a book. And I guess by the end of that trip, we realized maybe we were the ones that were going to do it.
Wow. Well, and it's interesting, Brian, your mission with Dolls from Heaven is to inspire children to become saints, right? I mean, that what a great mission that is.
And I think we came up with that same mission the day, you know, like you start to think of, hey, well, what's going to be our first saint doll? And Saint Therese just kind of, I mean, she was just a little flower. You know, the saint dolls that we're trying to do have to, you know, kind of be popular. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel, you know, come out with a saint where you're like, who's that saint? What's that? Never heard of that one. But Saint Therese, she just definitely, you know, spoke to us, and we knew she would be beautiful, and she is. And so we were thinking, okay, what's going to be like the logo or the mission statement, inspiring children to become saints? It just really stuck out, and it was, and ever since then, and now we came out with our first boy Saint Dao, which is Saint John Paul II, and he's been amazing in my life and my wife's life, because we came back to the church at the same time that John Paul was doing all his amazing work, and now he's doing his work upstairs better than before.
That's right. That's right. Let's talk about the three. You mentioned Saint Therese, and you mentioned the new one coming out. Let's talk about all of the ones you have out now, and also I want to make sure we know how to to obtain these dolls. So talk about each of them and let us know where we can go to find out more and to purchase them.
So St. Therese is our first saint doll, and she comes with the Carmelite habit, and then also she has a communion dress that you can get with her, and that's perfect either to get by yourself. You could get it for the girls, or you could get it with the Therese doll. And then Joan of Arc, she comes with armor and definitely an action figure, and they all come with a book. Right. And that's based on the saints' lives, and it's to inspire them to become saints. So while they're playing with the doll, getting to know the doll, they're also thinking about possibly vocations, thinking about God always. And so it kind of works all together. And John Paul's our newest doll. He's in pre-order and should be shipping out in June. Okay. And then, of course, we're always looking forward to another one. All three of these dolls are available at dollsfromheaven.com. And they're priced below the major 18-inch doll companies. And I think they're even better than those major doll companies, which will remain unnamed.
Right, right. What kind of a response have you gotten so far?
Well, a lot of love and support, a lot of, you know, orders. And our favorite thing was we had one woman, she just bought a Joan of Arc doll, and she bought it more as a doll collector kind of thing. She wasn't Catholic at the time. And, you know, it's a beautiful doll. And, you know, doll collectors will pick up these dolls in a heartbeat. And she read the story, and she felt like she's being called back to the Catholic Church. So we're even inspiring adults.
Yeah,
and
that's a great thing. And Brian, I know I've met you, I've met your family. You've got a great family. You're the real deal. You're somebody who honestly loves the Lord. And you came back. You've had quite a journey. You love the Lord, and you want to share the good news. And you're doing it in a way that's very creative.
Yeah, you know, you try and get people where they are. And
exactly.
Never, you know, that's how I was gotten, so I guess I'm attuned to that. So I feel a great love for any atheist, even though, you know, they're very far from the Lord. The Lord is very close to them. They're just not ready yet or whatever. But you take them by the hand one day at a time, as I was taken by the hand. And before you know it, you're back in the Lord's.
Mm. Yeah, and he, you're right. That's the important thing to remember. We think we have to seek him out. We have to look for him, but he's always close to us, even though we might be straying at the time. So that's a great message. You are living proof that nobody is beyond getting back. Nobody is beyond the Lord's mercy, and you're doing a great job with that. Brian, we only have about 30 seconds left. Once again, dollsfromheaven.com is the place to go to find out more.
That's correct, Gary.
Hey, man, I have to tell you, thank you. Thanks for being on the show, number one. And number two, thank you for the good work you're doing.
Thank you, too, Gary, as well. You're on fire. You're all over the place. You're mobile right now.
I'm trying, man. That's right. Hey, I hope we can get to catch up with one another soon.
Definitely.
God bless you. Dr. Brian Kiechek, dollsfromheaven.com. When we return, the one, the only, Jimmy Akin is going to be here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. Conservatives are praising the Trump administration's rollback last night of public school bathroom requirements for transgender students. They say the move corrects a legal overreach by the Obama administration that is best left for states to decide. Transgender rights advocates, meanwhile, are vowing to overcome a major setback. The so-called Dear Colleague letter from the Departments of Education and Justice under Obama had been under a temporary injunction and was not being enforced. Mexico's mounting unease and resentment over President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown are looming over a gathering of U.S. and Mexican leaders. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly will meet today with top Mexican officials, including President Enrique Peña Nieto. And Pope Francis is demanding concrete action to get food aid to famine victims in South Sudan, saying Words are not enough to prevent millions from starving to death. The Holy Father's appeal yesterday came a day after South Sudan's president promised unimpeded access for all aid organizations to reach the hungry. South Sudan has repeatedly promised such access, but with little effect. Pope Francis said, quote, "At this time, it's more necessary than ever for everyone to not just stop with words, but to take concrete action so that food aid can reach suffering populations," end quote. The United Nations needs $4.4 billion by the end of March to prevent catastrophic hunger and famine in South Sudan, Nigeria, Somalia, and Yemen. And yet just $90 million has been collected so far. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
You're listening to
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Lasonya Mitchell Clark of Youngstown, Ohio, was adopted as a baby but wanted to reconnect with her birth mother. After requesting records recently made available by the Ohio Department of Health, she found out that her mother's name is Francine Simmons. Lasonya looked Simmons up on Facebook, only to discover that her mother worked at the same company where she worked. As reported by CBS News, Simmons always wanted to find the daughter she gave away when she gave birth at age 15. Now, in addition to her birth mother, Lasonya has connected with three sisters she never knew she had. Simmons expressed great joy over finding her daughter, saying, "Now we've got a bigger extended family where we can just be together." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, and I am proud to be able to introduce somebody who played a big part in my conversion. Jimmy Akin is an internationally known author and speaker. He's the senior apologist at Catholic Answers. He has more than 20 years of experience defending and explaining the faith. He's actually a convert to the faith and has an extensive background in the Bible, theology, the church fathers, philosophy, canon law, and liturgy. He's a weekly guest on Catholic Answers Live. You know him and you hear him every week right here on Holy Spirit Radio. He's written several books, including his latest, which is A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Becoming a Better Apologist. Jimmy Akin, welcome to Spirit in the Morning.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here, Gary.
Jimmy, I want to start with a very basic question. You're the senior apologist for Catholic Answers. What does an apologist do?
An apologist is a person who defends a position. It doesn't sound like that, given the way the word has developed in ordinary English.
Right.
Ordinary English today, an apology means saying you're sorry, expressing regret. But it actually comes from a couple of Greek roots that mean to make a defense. So when we read Plato's Apology, what that is it's an account of Socrates' defense at his own trial. And from that, the word apology became apologetics, the study of how to make a defense. And there are all different kinds of apologetics. People will defend a lot of different positions, whether religious or political or philosophical. All of those are different forms of apologetics. Since I'm a Catholic apologist specifically and a Christian apologist more broadly, I defend the Catholic faith in particular as well as the Christian faith more broadly.
What would be the difference between apologetics and evangelization?
Evangelization is announcing the gospel. And so if you're evangelizing, for example, you might go tell somebody Jesus is the Son of God and he came to earth and died for your sin and rose from the dead. And that's what evangelization is. It's announcing the basic facts of the gospel. But then if you tell somebody those things, they're likely to say, why should I believe that? Or they're likely to raise an objection to something if they're coming from a non-Christian perspective. And that's where apologetics comes in. It's where you end up using facts and arguments and evidence to back up the claims of the Christian faith.
And Jimmy, we hear a lot, especially in today's culture, about faith is a private matter. Faith is between me and God. I shouldn't tell anybody what to believe or who to believe in. Why does it matter? Why is it important that we get involved in defending the faith?
Well, this idea that faith is a private matter is something that our culture has developed as a squelch. Mm-hmm. It's a way to get people to shut up about their faith. That's what it is. It's a tactic to get people to shut up.
Okay.
It's also something that even believers can say to themselves as a way of not having to have the courage to speak about our faith. So it can also be a rationalization of our desire not to put our necks out. But it is not the attitude that Jesus had. So if you're going to be a follower of Jesus, you need to take what he had to say about evangelization seriously. And he didn't say religion is a private matter and don't talk about it. He said, go into all the world and tell the nations about this.
Right.
And not only should we do that because Jesus said it, we should do it because the Christian message is true and God wants people to have the blessings of the Christian faith. So our love for them should lead us to want to tell them about Jesus and the fullness of his message. It's not just something we should keep to ourselves. Again, as Jesus said, nobody lights a lamp and then hides it under a basket.
Right.
You know, you light a lamp to give light to the whole household. And in this case, the Christian faith is the light that God has given to the world, and we need to help people see that light so they'll benefit from having it.
And I'm glad you mentioned that we do it out of love, because I know I fell into this trap. I was a lukewarm Catholic for many years. I first fell in love with Catholic Answers Live, and that's when I first got to be familiar with your work. And the more I learned about the faith, the more excited I was to tell people about Jesus. But the problem with me, Jimmy, was I wasn't doing it out of love. I was doing it to show people that I knew more than they did. That's a common problem, isn't it?
Well, it's something that everybody has. And
you know, up to a point, there's nothing wrong with taking pride in our own accomplishment.
Okay.
You know, learning something is an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Being proud of that's fine. But if it becomes an I know something, you don't know thing, that's where it's problematic, because we always want to use our knowledge as a service to others and not simply as something to stoke our own egos.
And what we since we have this good news of Jesus Christ, as you said, we want to share this good news with others. We want to help them, essentially.
Indeed, because that's why God gave us intellects in the first place, is
right.
So that we could help ourselves and help others. He made us to be social creatures. You know, it's right there in Genesis. It's not good for man to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
So he meant us to live in society, and that means loving other people in society and helping them.
One of the common questions that arises, I think, for people who are getting involved in apologetics or maybe just learning about their faith, and they have this desire, because that's what most of us have encountered. We get to know Jesus and we want to share him with others. One of the common problems I think that people face is, I don't know how to do it in an articulate way. I just can't do it. I don't know everything. So therefore, it's better to do nothing. What would you say to that person?
Well, there certainly can be a time where you realize, you know, if I say something to this person, it may cause more harm than good.
Okay.
If, you know, because I don't know this area real well.
Mm.
But the solution is not to stay in that situation. The solution is to get out of that situation by learning the area.
Okay.
So if there's someone in your life who has a particular spiritual need and you don't know how to address it, you could find someone who knows how to address it and bring that person in, assuming that would be beneficial in the situation. Or you could ask that person who understands the situation for some counsel. You could go do some reading. You could do some research. You could call in on Catholic Answers Live.
Mm-hmm.
Call in on your show.
Right.
And you know, find out the information you need in order to be of service to that person. And because what you don't want to do is just leave them in the or stay yourself in a situation where you don't know how to help. You want to find a way to help.
Exactly. Now let's talk a little bit about your latest book, A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One. You even cover leap year to becoming a better apologist. Jimmy, this is a great book. I really have been enjoying it. What was the inspiration for this?
The publisher asked me.
Wow. There's a need for it, though.
Director of Catholic Answers Press is a gentleman named Todd Aguiloro.
Mm-hmm.
And before coming to work at Catholic Answers, he had published some of these 365-day books,
you know, right,
where each page is a different entry for a different day of the year. And he'd had success with them elsewhere, and then he came to work for Catholic Answers and said, well, here we do apologetics, so why don't we have a 365-day apologetics book? And so he asked me to write this one, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing it. The fact that there are hundreds of topics here, literally,
mm-hmm,
means I got to write about a lot of things that I hadn't had the occasion to write about before, and so I guarantee there will be some new and interesting stuff for people to think about, even if their experience apologists, if they've listened to Catholic radio for years, there will be new stuff here.
And I like the way you do it in literally bite-sized chunks. It's something that's easily digestible. You take an objection, you have a defense, and then you go into a few paragraphs of elaboration. And it's something that we could do each day. It's very doable. It's practical. And I like that.
It might take 3 or 4 minutes to read a page. And also the days aren't tied to the days of the year.
They're right,
numbered day one, day two, day three. And the reason for that is so you can start on any day of the year you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to worry about getting ahead or behind. So you, if you want, you don't have to read a page a day. You can binge read and do multiple days in a day.
I like that. Now, Jimmy, believe it or not, we are just about out of time. I only have about 30 seconds left. I would like to have you back on, if that's okay with you, to maybe look at some of these, the material in the book. Would you be able to do that sometime?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. Before we go, can I ask you, where is the best place to buy the book and to follow you online?
You can follow me online at jimmyakin.com. That's JIMMYAKIN.com. For the book, you go to cap.com or amazon.com. It's available both in paperback and in electronic form. And if you get the Kindle version, you can be reading it mere seconds from now, and you can have your Kindle device read it to you out loud.
Wow, I love it. Jimmy Akins, thank you so much for joining us on Spirit in the Morning.
My pleasure.
God bless you, brother.
I'm here for. This is why we stay.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit,
spirit,
spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
Another cold night. Flight. It's almost showtime and Diver City's waiting on me. We got a packed house, the crowd is calling out. They want the beat to drop, but what we really need is you.
Steal My Show by Toby Mac. And let me do a little recap of the songs we've heard, you know, previously or throughout the show. The one before Steal My Show was Thy Will by Hillary Scott, and wasn't that beautiful?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and I just wanted to do a shout-out. I mean, I'll do the third one was What a Beautiful Name Hillsong by Hillsong Worship. And I just want to compliment Gary on his love of music and it's like a modern Christian.
It's unique flair that never fit into my listening profile. And, yeah. You know, I get energized every time I hear these songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, folks, this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio with Spirit in the Morning. Sitting across from me is Frank Eliason. And today, right now, I'm sitting in the big boy chair.
Exactly.
Gary's chair, because he is heading to the airport.
Well, he's in Mobile, Alabama. Now he's heading to the airport. You know, I hope he certainly doesn't have the flight issues he had yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And we certainly wish him well on his return. But it was certainly another fun show.
Yeah, it was. I hope the fog clears for his return. I presume it's later in the afternoon. So by then, the sun will be out, burn through the fog. Which leads me into the to the weather, folks. Just to recap the weather, right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, the temperature is 49 degrees. And as you well know, and you heard Gary say that we are under a dense fog warning. And so basically, be careful out there driving. Give extra distance between you and the car you're following. And so that's, you know, that's, we all know how to drive in the fog, but slow down.
There's certain benefits to the fog. You know, when it's foggy out, it's warming up.
It's warming up.
And we've been having this nice warm trend that, you know, it's February, yet there's birds singing. You know, there's such beautiful aspects as you're walking around. You know, I think that, you know, we can get things done. It feels like spring.
The flowers are coming up.
The flowers are coming up. Noticed that around my house as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we'll take the fog if getting that.
Yeah, that's a sure sign that of warmer air over colder ground. And, well, and the rest of the forecast is for today. This says areas of dense fog, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 69 with a south wind, 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers after 8, and with patchy fog after 1 a.m. And tomorrow morning, patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 71 and with a southerly wind. So, yeah, we're all this fog is the harbinger of this warm air that's ushering forth from the south. I mean, 71, we're going to go up to 75 and maybe 76 in the next couple days. So the weekend's going to be a fabulous weekend, huh, Frank?
Ah, looking forward to it.
All right. Now, let's move on to what Gary would do now, and basically is the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, which is from Philippians 3:8, which says, "More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish that I may gain Christ." Wow, I can hear Gary say, and that is powerful. Mm. All of these verses are powerful.
And they all come from Stop Worrying and Start Living, which is now available.
Exactly.
And it's a verse for every single day of the year.
Exactly, exactly. And again, what that means basically is, I mean, you might be thinking, well, how can I, you know, why is everything rubbish? And it goes to the fact, basically, that the world, in the world, we are chasing, we have to make a living. But if for those who are going excessively and materialism creeps into their life, that pales. That pales in comparison to what Christ, when we accept him and believe him and let him live in us, what he is to us.
It's a material world, and that's so sad. And
it is
sad. It's living it a little differently and understanding what is truly important in our lives.
Exactly.
You know, you could worry about all kinds of different things, or you can worry about, you know, oh, I need this next gadget. Mm-hmm. That's not that important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is important? It's family. It's, you know, Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's
exactly.
It's those things that are not materialistic.
Mm-hmm. And it goes back to yesterday. I went to Mass since I had the day off, and I went to Mass at St. Francis Cabrini, and then after it was a Bible study, and basically the essence of that, and for all time, and because Scripture is so powerful, I mean, we just have to stop worrying and trust the Lord, and so often it's so hard for us to do that. But he wants us, hey, don't worry about, you know, tomorrow. Today is sufficient for itself. And trust me, and I will take care of you. And so basically that's what it says. And it dovetails, I think, nicely with, you know, the world. He says, don't worry about the world. I got it.
Well, I think sometimes, you know, we look at the material things as validation for things, as, you know, look at my success, look at this. And you know what? Sometimes we have to, you know, not look at those things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Pope Francis has a tweet today, which, you know, we love looking at Pope Francis' tweets, and each day it becomes like an inspiration in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. But
what does
today,
he say, Frank?
Today was even, you know, I look at a Facebook world and Twitter world, and people are like, you know, what are they out for? They're out for attention.
Yes.
Just like they're out for material things, they're out for attention. Mm-hmm. And what he says is, do not underestimate the value of example, for it is more powerful than 1,000 words, 1,000 likes, retweets, or YouTube videos. And one of the things is best ways to evangelize our faith is showing it in action, showing it with others. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of the greatest ways to bring people into the love of faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yet, you know, people don't, they think evangelization, I must go out and do,
big
things. Read the gospel and do this. No. Why don't you live the love of Christ?
Yeah, it's not all grandiose actions. I mean, he's asking us to, by our example, help a neighbor. If they're shut-ins, visit someone in a healthcare center who might be lonely, and that's an example to others. So yeah,
it would bring people into the faith because they see what. Yeah. Your love is like and what you're delivering, mm-hmm. people will want to be in the faith.
Yeah,
the
corporal acts of mercy. I mean, there's so many little ways. And you don't have, and don't stand on the corner and shout and say, look at me, I'm doing good things. Do it in the quiet. Mm-hmm. You from that still small voice. If you see a need, fill it. And you don't have to go profess about it. Let your example, be a witness.
So, you know, anyway, for those that aren't on Twitter, you know, and that's perfectly fine, we try to bring you those messages. And those messages, for those that really don't understand Twitter, they're 140 characters or less, so they're really short. And the snippets that Pope Francis really gives in those few number of characters, few characters is really powerful.
Yeah.
And so each day, at least once a day, he sends out a tweet, and we do try and bring it on.
I was going to say, there's kind of an irony in this, real quickly, because we're coming up on the end of the show, but he tweets out this message. But in the large sense, he can affect so many people looking at his tweet, like Frank just read, and now our listeners are hearing this. So basically, it's but you have to use the media, which is now in the world, but don't totally rely on that.
Step
away from it.
And ultimately, you know, we can bring it to you very easily as we try and do each and every morning. But how about we end with a prayer?
Okay. In name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for our many listeners. We pray for their needs and their wants, and pray that Gary has a very safe flight, return flight. Pray for all of our families, and that we men and the women be in the Lord and be an example to the world and our neighbors at work, and do those things that Christ would want us to do. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. Goodbye.